And now, for our feature presentation. Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
The Destroyer.
Narrated by Christopher Graybill. With performances by Terence Hazel Ford, Nanette Savard, Richard Rowan, Thomas Penny, Jeff Baker, David Coyne, Ken Jackson, Casey Jones, James Konacek, James Lewis, Tim Carlin, and Mort Shelby. The Destroyer number 101, Bidding War.
For Harold W. Smith, the tension began building when his battered station wagon approached the span of the Triborough Bridge.
Damn!
It began as a knot in his acidy stomach that tightened with each rattle of the bridge deck plates. He popped an antacid tablet dry, let it settle, and then popped two more. Smith hated Manhattan traffic, but the late afternoon congestion was the least of his concerns. When he eased off the foot of the bridge and rolled into Spanish Harlem, he began to feel queasy. The lemony expression on his pinched and patrician face soured even more than normal. He shot up East 125th Street and turned left onto Malcolm X Boulevard. He was in Harlem now. It had been a year since he had last been there, when he had nearly lost his life. During World War II, Smith had operated behind enemy lines, later serving with anonymous distinction in the early days of the Cold War. In those days, they called him the Gray Ghost. Years before, his hair had actually grayed. His skin was gray then and now. A congenital heart defect was responsible. He wore the same style three-piece gray suit that had been his daily uniform during his CIA days. He'd worn one just like it on his wedding day. It had been written into his will that he be buried in a gray three-piece suit. But as he sought a parking space, Smith didn't feel like the Gray Ghost. He felt like an old white man in Harlem. A space opened up near Mount Morris Park. It wasn't close enough to the XL Syscorp building that reared up four blocks south, so Smith drove on. As soon as Smith saw the alley, he remembered it. He had parked there last time, and it was there that a street thug had tried to steal his van. He pulled in. Last time it had been night. Now it was broad daylight. How dangerous could Harlem be in broad daylight? Setting the parking brake, Smith let his gray gaze go to the 20-story XL Syscorp building. It had been a blade of blue glass a year ago. It was still blue. Where glass once gleamed, plywood sheets covered many of the windows. Others had been shattered by vandalism and stray gunshots. The newspapers had dubbed it the first crack skyscraper in human history. Decent people shunned it. No one would buy it. The police were afraid to enter. Harold Smith had no intention of entering the abandoned building. He just needed to spend a few minutes in the alley adjoining it. For a moment, he debated leaving his worn leather briefcase in the car. Its contents were too valuable. On second thought, leaving the briefcase on the seat might invite a brick through the window. A crackhead, Smith knew, was capable of stealing anything, and a station wagon wouldn't fight to retain possession. Harold Smith would. He left the car with the case clutched tightly in one white-knuckled hand. Inside was his portable computer link and a satellite telephone. In an emergency, he could call 911, if there was time. Smith walked briskly to the alley.
Pick a card! Any card!
The road was a concrete apron jammed between XL Syscorp and the next building, where pages from yesterday's Daily News lay scattered. There was a patch of asphalt on the concrete, just as Smith had known there would be. He went to it, eyes sweeping the area warily. According to his computer search, the patch of tar had been laid to seal the installation of new phone lines to the XL building back when it was on the cutting edge of the information age and not a refuge for drug users. Such repairs and upgrades were performed all the time. What brought Harold's
sample complete. Ready to continue?